Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
877-881-1053. It is time for the Quarantine Chronicles. Give us your positive news. We are already getting positive news from the 817. Great news. I messaged y'all about bidding on the Michael Jordan bat on eBay. I won that auction. Yeah, congratulations. Nice. Come on, Vasek. Congratulations, but
congratulations on lying to us.
No, no.
Positivity, hey, Mike.
Kevin, are
I did. I said congratulations.
Are baseball cards skyrocketing right now, or is it more basketball cards?
Basketball cards are skyrocketing right now.
Mike Trout cards are skyrocketing.
Yeah, Mike Trout cards are going nuts. Football cards, except for Pat Mahomes, are doing a big bag of nothing.
But basketball is really going through the roof.
Yes.
Interesting. Considering our last conversation, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure what it is, if it's because it's more global or just because there are more stars. I don't know, man. That's wild. Okay.
That's a great question, and I wish I could go back 6 months before the quarantine, because I would own Entercom right now. So we got a letter from somebody, and it's not somebody from prison, because usually most of the letters we get are from people in prison. This one,
because we asked them to tell us like how much things cost in prison, and
that's
like, they
true.
Sent us letters.
No,
about
I'm
that.
Not complaining. This was just fascinating because I got a long form letter written that's 3 pages long.
Nice.
It starts out KNC masterpiece, especially Kevin and Corey though.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm not,
sorry, Mike.
I'm not
and
offended
Reggie.
By that at all.
My Love name. Is Andrew. I'm an incoming 8th grader from Plano. I'm writing to you because I have a few questions.
Oh, no.
But then he said, but first then I want to tell you a bit about myself. And then he describes himself quite a bit, says that he's a Tolo. He loves 105.3 The Fam.
So he go to school with my kid?
I don't know.
My kid's going to 7th grade. Okay, all right.
But one of his questions was...
Good to know what grade your kid's going to school.
I don't know about the other two, though, Mike.
One of the things he mentioned was R.I.P. Parker, and he goes, also, was his name Parker? I'm talking about that guy who worked the edits and sound bits and talked the least. All right, that is my favorite explanation of what a producer and board op does ever. Works the sound edits and talks the least. I remember you guys mentioned he moved to Colorado or something.
Yes.
His name was Parker, and yes, he did move to Colorado.
Also, would I fit his description of a producer board op? Because I think I'm like backwards on both of those.
Oh, you're going to have to work on that. We're going to get a follow-up letter from him. One of his questions, why did you move time slots? Was this time change considered a promotion or a demotion? Ooh. I love how straight to the point that Andrew is. Corey, I'm going to let you feel this question.
Some people would consider getting moved to middays a demotion. Not me, though.
What?
No, what do you mean, what?
Yeah.
So I think that being moved to middays is fantastic, and I enjoy it. It's exactly where Kevin and I have always wanted to be, actually. When we started this thing, we thought, hey, man, how cool would it be to be able to drop the kids off at school and pick them up and still be able to hang out with them and see them? And here we are at this moment where, I mean, we don't have school, but still, it's kind of cool. Like, being able to have a regular work schedule with the wife is awesome. So, for me, it's a huge promotion.
Question 3, and this is a good one. Did KNC get in trouble with some of the more inappropriate segments on the show? Because y'all have stopped doing No Shirt 9. Did the boss finally get to y'all? And he put boss in quotations as if we don't really have a boss. Oh, Let me tell you.
We have a meeting with him today after the show.
Yeah, we 100% have a boss, and we have 100% gotten in trouble for this. For the 940, I'm a teacher in Plano ISD. I am praying that this is one of my kids. He did not say which school that he went to. I also don't know if I would want to give that out over the air.
Text me and let me know which teacher, where you are teaching and coaching in PISD. I would like to know.
For the No Shirt 9, I definitely don't know how to translate it as well in this time slot, but also
we did No Shirt Noon, and we got Jerry Jones, Michael Irvin, and Stephen Jones to all buy in on it. So
that is true. That is true. But also, we switched texting services, so we didn't get pictures anymore, and so it made the No Shirt 9 less fun.
No, not as much appeal as it used
That's
to have,
true.
Mike. You remember when Mike used to send us pictures of him without a shirt on for no reason?
Now, these next two questions are about
me. Andrew didn't put my name in this, so
okay.
I'm not.
That's true. Question 6. This is from Andrew, an 8th grader in Plano. I wonder how much Kevin's son is like him. It would be funny if there was two Kevin-like humans running around the earth.
Oh, boy, are there.
It is. It's him. It's exactly what Kevin... I didn't know Kevin in high school, but I presume that Kevin acted this way in high school. And knowing Kevin as long as I have, we're on year 14 now, Kevin.
Yep.
Knowing Kevin for 14 years and basically watching his son grow up, they're the exact same human.
Question 7 I love because he cuts right to the chase, but also, by the way, one of his questions is about our political affiliations, but I will write him back and tell him he's got them dead to rights. Question 7, this might be a sensitive subject for Kevin, so it's fine if left unanswered, but are you divorced? Never married? You always mention your son, but never a significant other.
Woo!
Man!
There's a situation that occurred.
Andrew is astute.
There is definitely a situation that occurred where I was going to get married, and then that person decided that doesn't really work for me anymore, and I would rather go do some other stuff with some other people. So that didn't work out. But now I am married to a lovely human.
Kevin, one thing I don't think I remember asking you. Did that happen before, during, or after Brandon was born?
It happened after because I am a sinner, Corey, and we most definitely had a child.
Gotcha, okay.
And then...
So it didn't happen during that time where she was pregnant. She was like, well...
No.
Okay, gotcha.
He was 1.5 when we were getting married, and then a couple months before, she's like, there's some other stuff going on. And question 9, can y'all please give me a shout out on air? Andrew,
nope.
Shout out for you 100%. Here's your shout out. And if you're not sure if he deserves this shout out, I got a couple more things for you. P.S. Do y'all think that their Washington football cards will increase or decrease in value? PSS, and I will show it in the chat right now.
Isn't it PPS?
Oh, PPS, and that is what he wrote.
Oh, you messed it up.
He sent us this Pete Incaviglia 1990s Topps card, and this is why I love this kid. You can have this Pete Incaviglia baseball card. I have no idea who he is, but I know y'all are big Rangers fans, so there you go.
And we interviewed him.
But yeah, we had him on.
But if it's worth a lot, please send it back. Thank you. That was my thing that I was like, this kid is the best.
Can I do something for Andrew that also fits into something that Kevin would absolutely love?
Sure.
Andrew.
You want to explain what's happening right now, Kevin?
Oh, I'm just waiting for the best part. Gonna be worth
Andrew.
It. I don't think it is.
I promise it is.
Andrew.
Okay, well, I guess Vasek doesn't think it's worth it. All right, there's this guy on YouTube that my son keeps sending me videos of. He has 10,000 subscribers, and he just makes songs like this, and some of them say, like, I sent one that says, Mike, poop, 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 and that's all the song is. He has 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. It is absolutely amazing.
It made my 10-year-old smile. And he's like, what is this?
Okay,
like,
good.
It's a song that Kevin sent me.
That sounds like the right age range.
Yeah. Oh, look, that's why I get along with my son so well. From the 817, my last at bat against my old teammate, Tyler Alexander, was a double, and he struck out 9 people yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Might be time for a comeback. 9 straight people yesterday. That was amazing. Might be time for a comeback. From the 940.
Nick Castellanos, after he struck out, and I don't know if he was the 9th guy, but he was like, that's good. Like, he just smiled at, like, as in the pitcher was like almost laughing coming off the mound, going, I can't believe I'm doing this. Like, I can't believe they're missing every time.
Absolutely. From the 432, started high school football today in Keller. Absolutely good for you. From the 254, today is my mom's 73rd birthday. They said,
oh,
happy birthday,
right,
mom.
Kevin.
From
say it
Mark.
Right.
That's what it says.
It says 73rd.
Okay.
you gotta say it the right way, Kevin.
Well, I'm glad that I auto-corrected in my brain. But yes, from Mark, happy 73rd birthday to his mom. So congratulations for you there. And congratulations from the 940. Since the XFL has a new owner, I'd like to formally invite y'all to our 1-year wedding anniversary at Globe Life Park. We'll do it in the dang parking lot if we have to. Sign the weirdos who got married at the Renegades game.
Dope.
So they got married at the Renegades game. They're going to have their anniversary celebration out there. And Corey, we're invited.
Kevin, from the 214, met my... And you haven't read this one about meeting their cousin for the first time yet, have you?
Oh, no.
No, I'm dreading this.
Met my cousin for the first time ever this weekend. Him and his wife moved here from California. He's 35 and I'm 41. It was like hanging out with a best friend.
Oh, that's
okay,
awesome.
Good. I got
a cousin
really...
he's never met, dude, and he was like, this is fantastic. That's awesome.
That is absolutely...
They didn't sleep together or anything.
I mean,
so.
Oh,
why did
God.
You do that?
So that's what Kevin was talking about that one time.
That's what I was worried that you would say. I don't know if this is good news or not, but Corey, have you seen the tomato phenomenon that's taken over Twitter?
Oh, Larry Bird tomato?
Is it a good thing that people think a tomato looks just like Larry Bird, or is this a sad reflection?
It has like a big nose?
If you want to come look at this picture, Bassick, you can.
It looks just like
but this
Larry
tomato
Bird.
Does look a lot like Larry Bird.
How did you get a tomato to
I
look
absolutely
like that?
Loved it. As Mike is going over towards Kevin to look at the Larry Bird tomato, he made sure to put his mask on.
Yeah, look, man, if I got corona, you're going to have it too. Whether or not you just put your mask on or not. Is this a good thing or is this a sad reflection of what our society has turned into?
We do this stuff all the time, man. We lay on the ground and look up at the clouds and try and say, hey, does that look like a bunny rabbit? So this just happens all the time.
I just Bassick, does that tomato look like Larry Bird?
Yes, they made it look like Larry Bird.
How do they make it look that way, though? This looks impossible.
Well, they put like a
fertilizer.
Hat on it or something. Yeah, yeah.
Did you say fertilizer?
Genetic modification.
A hat? That's what you thought made it look like Larry Bird, the hat?
How in the world does somebody look at that tomato, though, and go, that looks like Larry Bird? Like the person who said, let's do this, and then put a picture of Larry Bird next to it and make it famous.
I don't know. From the 972, just found out my wife and I are pregnant. Congratulations.
Dope.
From the 214, love you guys. It's my favorite show of the day, and my wife and I close on our first home tomorrow.
Get mortgage ready, baby.
Woo! I was talking to Sean Sharif yesterday, coaching him through being a dad with an infant, and just saying it's okay that you don't like feel a great connection. I feel like as dads... until the baby starts doing more than pooping and crying and eating, that it's tough for the male to have like a awesome connection.
I don't know why. I guess I just lucked out with my son. There was a time period where he would cry every time I would leave the room. So I felt connected from him straight away because I was like, he didn't cry when you leave the room. Like, he's my favorite. Maybe that's why we didn't end up getting married. From the 817, today is my mom's birthday. She just kicked stage 4 cancer's
badass.
Ass.
Badass.
Wow.
Hey, by the way, Mark's mom missed the birthday shout out because she was on the phone for her 73rd birthday, Kevin.
Oh, but he
said it wrong.
But he corrected it. No,
yeah,
no.
This
time he corrected it. It's not her 73rd birthday. Happy 73rd birthday to Mark's mom, and from the 214, their wife bought them a Doppelranger to put in Globe Life Field for their birthday. And from the 214, good news, I still have Kevin's phone number from when he gave it away 3 years ago. Is that what happened? Or did somebody give away my phone number as retribution
to me? You gave my phone number away.
I said retribution to me giving away their phone number first. But to be fair, you dared me into it.
And should we do
last
that again?
One from the 214.
Oh,
says positive news. The Mavericks are ahead at almost all half times.
Golly. I do have another positive story, legit. Is did you see that the West Coast Conference has created the Russell Rule in honor of Bill Russell? It was unanimously approved by the league's 10 presidents, and it is supposed to represent the conference's equality, diversity, and inclusion platform, where they will have to include several metrics, not just the one, several metrics in hopes of having more minority people involved in the system. So good on you, WCC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.